accuracy versus precision. These are two terms that are often used interchangeably, but they actually mean very different things. And while accuracy is non-negotiable in mentorship, precision is priceless. I'm Chris Cooper. This is the Meta Podcast, and my goal is to help you help other people in about 5 minutes. So today we're going to talk about the difference between accuracy and precision and why this is important to a mentor. Accuracy means that you are directionally correct. Getting more members will help you grow your gym. That's accurate. Getting 5 more members at $200 per month will add $1,000 to your top line revenue. That's precise. Our job as mentors is to be precise. Accuracy is the bare minimum. Yes, it's necessary, but precision is the gold standard. Now, this just came up because Zoom started doing AI summaries of our calls. So let me read you two examples, one that's precise and one that's accurate. So this is an example. Thank you, Peter, for sharing this one. The social media AI, the AI came up with this social media funnel and posting strategy. It says, Peter guided Jonathan on how to use a social media funnel to access free posts for their content, emphasizing the importance of taking action and not getting stuck on perfection. They discussed Jonathan's social media posting schedule, which includes 2 posts per week, one about Jonathan and one about a client. They also planned a follow-up meeting for the following month to review progress. Toward the end, they agreed on a time for the next meeting, with Peter insisting on the need for action items. What do you notice about that summary? Well, it's hard to find the takeaways. There's good info, but what does the client actually do? There's a lot of noise. Sentences are devoted to deciding when to book next, and that's irrelevant. There's nothing wrong with the paragraph, but there's very little that's usable. You have to filter it to get to anything valuable. Now, here's another example that's very precise. I'm starting halfway through just for brevity here. Courtney reviewed the company's revenue metrics, the challenges of managing group fitness classes, and the pricing and package options for their classes. Then they strategized on increasing engagement and attendance at coaching classes, the performance of Natalie's personal trainers, and ways to grow the personal training client base. They set a goal to evaluate progress in early April and plan to meet again at that time. Accurate so far, but not precise. But here's the beautiful part. Next steps. Bullet. Natalie will reach out to current clients who are not using their membership, offer them options, and set up meetings with them to discuss their goals and how personal training can help them achieve them. Bullet. Natalie will reach out to people who have already tried a free class to gauge their interest in personal training and offer them the opportunity to work with her. Bullet. Natalie will implement the no sweat intro with every new lead and track the number of new leads and signups at the end of each month. Bullet. Natalie will prepare for the arrival of the new personal trainer and transition the Facebook ad campaign to target an older population. Much better. What did you notice about this second example? Well, obviously the bullet points, but there are also very clear do this next instructions. And third, the reader doesn't have to burn any mental calories trying to figure out what to do. There's no filter. Our job is to provide this level of precision to our clients. And this podcast is not about AI. It's about clarity and precision. Now, early on, I didn't really understand that my job was to be precise. I was writing for over a year on don'tbuyads.com, and the posts were all accurate, but they were imprecise. One day somebody commented, "But what do we actually do?" And I really struggled with that. It's easy to dodge that question by saying, well, my gym is different, or the application of this theory is different in every gym, but that doesn't really help anyone. Most gym owners are not going to connect the dots by themselves, and that's why we're here, to take accurate advice from the free content or the books or the other podcasts and turn those into precise steps for our mentorship clients. This is a real meta skill. Business books and blogs and podcasts and videos about business, these are all adding to the overwhelm of entrepreneurs. There's more of it every day, and they're all accurate, but none say, do this now. And that's what makes mentorship so valuable if we do it right. So far, this podcast itself has been accurate, but not precise. So here's what to do with it. Number one, pretend that your client is an AI engine or a robot, and they are summarizing your call in their mind. The more precise you can make your prescription, the more action they're going to take. Pretend that you're programming a robot. Number two, Pretend that you are programming them for maximum precision, not accuracy. You're not extolling knowledge. You're not sharing a blog post or a book that you found really interesting. You are programming them for maximum precision. So number one, pretend you're programming. Number two, pretend that you're programming them for maximum precision. Number three, summarize specifically the action steps they need to take at the end of the call. Four, pretend you're delivering your action steps in bullet points. That always helps me. Five, make the steps easy to understand, so easy that an 8-year-old robot could understand them, or a robot with a third grade education. Six, check the AI transcripts for your call. Are they clear? If not, you could probably be more clear on the call. Use AI as a check for your prescription and your precision. Seventh, copy the notes from AI into your client notes if they're good, if they're precise. Save yourself a bit of time. This has been a useful tool. AI is good at giving you feedback. If AI spits out a summary that has lots of bullet points, it means you've been clear on your calls. If it spits out a summary that's kind of rambling and accurate but not precise, it means that you could have been more precise on your calls. I use AI as a mirror to reflect how precise I am as a mentor. Hope it helps. Thank you for your service.